96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges' number, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 1 week away from Thanksgiving Day. This is November the 16th, 47 degrees on our way to 68 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady. Sharon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right here. How are things going in the office here, or at least what's kind of your main focus here this morning?
Well, my main thing is that the tax statements. I went with a new vendor this year, and I just kind of wanted everybody to be aware of what they're going to expect in their statements. They were supposed that we got notification that they were supposed to go in the mail yesterday, so they should be getting them first part of next week. They're going to look a little bit different with the new vendor. They're going to be in color, for one, instead of just the black and white. But the main focus is that there is the opportunity for people to go paperless with their statements. What that means is that there's going to be an insert in with the statements explaining all about the how to set up a go to a login, set up a login to where they can actually view their statements every year without having to worry about getting them in the mail or anything. As soon as they're ready to go with the vendor, they'll automatically go to that to their account. All they do is log in and they can see their statements right then.
Now, is this part of the, you know, county's website, or is this the new vendor's website? I mean, how exactly does this work?
Yeah, this is a new vendor's website. Yeah. On the insert, it has a place to go. It's called enoticeonline.com. And what they would do is go there, and there is a little green stamp with a little go paperless man on the statements. And it's going to have an authorization code. With that authorization code, you could go in, set up your login, set up your account with your email, and then you would get the statements that way.
Now, how long is the contract with the vendor? If you set this up, is this for anything for tax purposes from the county that will work down the road, Sharon?
It's just for my tax statements, yes.
Okay.
And what it does is it will... As long as you keep your email account and stuff set up and current in that website, it will store all your past statements.
Okay.
And so you could go in and compare 1 year to the next. That would start with the 2024 tax statements, because this year is just the insert telling people that this is an option that they can do, and if they would like to not have to wait for them to come in the mail, then they can do them this way.
So as long as you're with this vendor, we should only have to set this up once?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Given the fact that this sounds like it's at least visually going to be quite a bit different from what we're used to here, Sharon, are you anticipating a lot of phone calls and really a lot of time on the phone starting next week here for your staff, maybe for a few days until people get used to this?
Yeah, I mean, we usually do. When statements first come out, we usually get a lot of phone calls and anything anyway. But, yeah, if they have any problems, if they want to set this up, give us a call. We can help walk them through it without a problem if that's something they want to do. And also, you know, before statements even come out, we've always got, as soon as they're available, they can always go to the county website to find out what their taxes amount is, because we've been having a lot of people come in and pay that way already and pay online because they can go there and get their information.
So a new vendor, basically price-wise to the county, is this what kind of number are we looking at to get a new vendor on board here?
It's right about the same.
Okay.
There's not a whole lot of difference in it at all, but we're just kind of hoping that with these e-notices, you know, that will cut down on the mail cost, so it will really help decrease the cost of sending out statements to individuals.
And what are the deadlines for folks that need to get these tax statements in?
The first half deadline is December 20th. Second half would be May 10 of next year.
All right. Okay. So if you miss the deadline, then penalties start building up?
Yes.
Okay.
On the personal property, if the first half isn't paid by December 20th, then the full amount becomes due. On real estate, it's not that way. It's just on the personal property.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Sharon, is there anything else that we're missing here that you wanted to bring up here for us this morning?
Not too much, really. I think I've got it all. We might be a little bit shorthanded this year because I had a girl give her two-week notice. So I'm trying to recruit people from other offices to kind of help. until I can get somebody else in here. So if the public could just bear with us, we'll do the best that we can. I've got a fantastic staff. I know they're really going to step it up, and we'll get to them just as quick as we can.
And don't forget the queueless set up here to make sure that you're all, you know, get in line without being in line.
Yeah, that's for motor vehicle only.
Motor vehicle only. Any possible expansion of that here soon, or is that just going to always be motor vehicle and that's the way it's going to be?
As far as I know, it's just motor vehicle. I haven't got a hold of them to find out about the tax side. Normally, it goes pretty quick on the tax side anyway. We don't have the wait like we do on motor vehicle because the transactions, once they get in here, the transactions go pretty quick.
Well, Sharon, thanks for the information. We'll be on the look for the new look tax statements coming out here. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you much, and have a happy holidays, guys.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. That's Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady with us on our Primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker segments, which is 720 every weekday morning, let us know, 620-342-4444.